of you have your Bibles, I want to again invite your attention to the 13th chapter of John's Gospel. Tonight I want to lift up the first 9 verses of that Gospel lesson that Pastor Ankrum read for your hearing. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Amen. I want to use for a thought tonight, shift. Church, perhaps one of the greatest challenges in life is to know when you need to make a shift, to go from one level to another level at the appropriate time, to know when you need to follow and to know when you need to take the lead, to know when you need to speak, and to know when you need to zip it up and just listen. To know when you need to serve, and to know when you need to be served. A shift is when you realize that what was needed at one time is no longer sufficient for this present age. This is vitally important because oftentimes when we continue to offer and put forth the same things, they will ultimately lose its effectiveness. And so it is important to change. It is important to never become complacent with a particular place and point in life, because all things are passing away. The songwriter had it right. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Y'all gonna help me tonight. Too often we've bought into the old adage that says, "If it ain't broke, don't fix it." But when it's time to make a shift, I believe that if it ain't broke, break it and do a new thing. Break the routine and do it another way. Break the old tried and true and venture into new activities, new venues, learn a new hobby, watch a new movie, get out of the reruns of life. and produce something fresh, something different, because when the time comes and the shift occurs, if you are not careful, the shift will take place and you will miss it. Somebody say, don't miss it. In our text tonight, we are witnessing a shift occurring as Jesus hosts the disciples to a Passover meal. Jesus had knowledge about what was about to occur. He knew it would be one among his close group that would ultimately betray him. But it is interesting that Jesus injects in verse 3, it says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. I believe this verse speaks volumes in two ways. First of all, you must know who you are and whose you are. In other words, you can't have no identity crisis trying to find yourself when it's time to make a move. Jesus didn't have any identity crisis. Jesus was totally human, and yet he was totally God. He was like the rest of us. He had 46 chromosomes, but not quite like us, because he got 23 from his mother Mary and 23 from his father God. When he got hungry in the wilderness, that was the 23 from his mother. But when he took 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed the multitude, that was the 23 from Father God. When he got sleepy and slept in the hinder part of the ship, that was the 23 from his mother. But when he got up and told the storm, peace, be still, that was the 23 from Father God. When he wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, that was the 23 from his mother Mary. But when he told Lazarus to come forth from the grave, that was the 23 from his Father God. When you know who you are and whose you are, and stay in tune with the God in you, then you will have power to flip the script. Yes, just like Jesus, when faced with opposition and challenges, you can turn whatever it is into an opportunity to work for your good. We should have no identity crisis because the greater one lives in us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We've got the greater one. That's why we can declare, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because there's a shifting taking place. Now, the second aspect of that third verse that speaks to us is that Jesus knew he had come from God and he was going to God, which raises the question for us to ponder. Do we know where we are going? In other words, are you moving, and are you moving in the right direction? Or should I say, are you moving in the God direction? Do you know where you're going? What is the path and the purpose and the destination that drives you? The truth is, if you don't believe you have something of worth and benefit waiting for you at the end, then you won't have the drive to keep pressing your way. The Apostle Paul puts it this way: I press toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul says, I'm pressing with a purpose, because there's a prize waiting on me. Might not be clear to you, but it's clear to me. You might not be able to see it, but I have it in full view. And how many of you know that there's a blessing in your pressing? You remember the woman who had the issue of blood? She still would have had that issue if she didn't press her way. You know blind Bartimaeus? He would have still been on the side of the road if he didn't press his way. These are people who realize when it was time to make a move, they made a move because the shift was on. And so we see at the table, Jesus is about to make a shift. Somebody say shift. Shift. He does something that was perhaps the last thing the disciples expected out of him. They were so accustomed to his mighty acts, miracles, and the wisdom of his words that they were intoxicated by the great acts of Jesus. I said this because in Luke's account of the Last Supper, the disciples were arguing about who was the greatest. They were so entrenched with the wonders of Jesus' works, so much so until they didn't have a clue of what great works really looked like. They wanted to be great, but they didn't know what it meant to be great. And so Jesus makes a shift. Unlike Luke, who declared, "Let the greatest be servant of all," John takes it deep. Jesus gets up from the table, remove his clothes, which is symbolic of him laying down his life. He pours water in a basin, and he proceeds to wash the disciples' feet, which is symbolic of the gift of life. He takes the towel he has around his waist, and he wiped their feet, which is symbolic of anointing them. And as he goes down the line, no one says a word, because this is a Jesus they were not accustomed to seeing. But when he gets to Peter, big loose-lipped Peter, blurted out with great opposition. And my brothers and sisters, when you are engaged in a shift, when you are doing something different, no matter how smooth it might start out, you can always expect some opposition. Peter is symbolic of the church that refuses to see the work of Christ in a different light, in a new way. Peter is symbolic of a program that resists to be altered, a lineup that refuses to be reshuffled. Peter is symbolic of the believer that prefers to stand on his or her own instead of standing in the hands of the master. So instead of shifting, we see Peter resisting. Instead of shifting, Peter is stuck and staying in the comforts of his own convictions by declaring,
You will never wash my feet. Church, how many of you know never is a word we should never use? Particularly when you don't have full understanding. Because what looks different in the beginning can become divine when you understand it. What looks misguided in the beginning can become magnificent when you understand it. In order to make Peter move, Jesus had to explain to him that if you don't accept the shift, you can't expect a share. If I don't wash your feet, Peter, then you will have no share in me. So, church, I hear you asking, Reverend, what is the shift? And what is the share? Here it is, church. The shift is this, that throughout the ministry of Jesus and the 3 years that these disciples left all and followed him, they had witnessed Jesus touching a host of people. But this night, at the table, this is the first time Jesus took the time to touch them. Isn't it strange how you can be with someone for years, be in church for years, be in service for years, and not allow yourself to be touched by the person, the church, or the service that you identify with? So this says to me, just because we follow Jesus does not mean you have allowed Jesus to touch you. The shift is that Jesus turned the tables on them and did for them what they should have done for him. And Peter still didn't get it because his response was, well, then wash my hand and my head. When the shift was not in the washing, but the shift was in the touching. And when they accepted the shift, they received the share in Jesus. They were brought to a relationship with him that declared, if you want to be great, then love one another as I have loved you. You have a share in me when you allow me to touch you. And my love touches you. And then you in turn go out and touch somebody else. Well, church, after that night, Jesus did no miracles, healed no diseases. He passed the mantle to his disciples. And despite the horror that lied ahead, they would never forget the night that they were touched by the Master. And on that night, the shift was on. And ever since that night, every time we touch each other out of the love of Jesus, there's a shift taking place. And then we come into the saving knowledge of not only experiencing a shift, but good God Almighty, we can walk in the joy of Jesus declaring, I have a share Because the love of Jesus has touched my soul. Edisto Fall, the shift is on.